Stewardship season is upon us. At First Presbyterian, that is the most excitement you have ever witnessed on this topic. Session spent several weeks looking for an off-the-shelf product for this year's campaign, and all the packages, focused on trees and leaves and vines of some sort. So we've used these campaigns before, and historically, this is what it looks like for our church. We talk about money for a few weeks in October, somehow linked to trees, roots, or vines, or leaves. And we pass out pledge cards with leaves and branches on them and instruct you to preferably consider what you can give to the church next year. You take that card, and you either mail it in or put it in the offering plate, or you bring it to the front in a special collection. But typically, many forget about it, and the day that they are to be collected in worship, you grab another one from the narthex, write down a number that you haven't given much thought to, or you don't turn in the card at all. Session takes those pledges and adds them up and attempts to create a budget for the following year based on those pledged amounts. We then don't approach the topic of finances again until the congregational meeting in January, where we vote on the budget and the pastor's salary package, which invariably adds up to more than has been pledged. And then we don't talk about money again until the following September or October. Stewardship Presbyterian style. Well, buckle up, folks. This year is going to be different. We are going on a journey of the heart, which is really what stewardship is. We are going to approach stewardship in a manner that may make us uncomfortable. We're going to tell our stories. We're going to talk about all that stewardship can encompass, not just financial support of the church, but the caretaking of creation and our natural resources, the sharing of our gifts and talents, the sharing of the gospel, the caretaking of people, and yes, money. We're going to think about who we are as a church today, as a church body. What is important to us? Do we want to stay the course, or do we want to chart a new direction? Do we want to stay diversified in the programs that we support, or do we want to narrow our focus? If we are a different church, then do we want to be? Is it with intention, or a result of neglect and complacency? About 9 years ago, we spent a summer on this type of introspection. We identified what was important to us. It was a necessary task as we were looking for a minister, and we needed to identify who we were. Out of that summer came our mission and vision statement. They are posted on the bulletin board in Fellowship Hall. Take some time to read those statements of who we were at that time. The truth is that today, 45% of you were not here then. 45% of you. New members bring new interest, new focus, new talents, more options, different needs, different priorities that as a church, we may not be feeding. The truth is, before we can be functional in our stewardship attempts, we have to be functional as a church body and know who we are. So let's join together in our journey of the heart, come through it as a stronger body, united and focused on who we are and want to be in our congregation, our community, true stewards for the sake of God's purpose in this world.